From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump will meet with North Korea's dictator soon. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweets he'll meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on June 12th, writing, "We will both try to make it a very special moment for peace." The president earlier praised Kim for releasing three Americans held in North Korea, saying it signaled a breakthrough in ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
"I think he did this because I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world. I really believe that."
The president spoke at Joint Base Andrews, where he welcomed the three men in a highly scripted celebration in the wee hours before they were taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has placed travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats. Those diplomats say the limits will go into effect on Friday, but the U.S. State Department would not confirm that. Last month, Pakistani media reported that the country's diplomats will be restricted from traveling more than 40 kilometers from the embassy in Washington or consulates in other cities without permission. Pakistani diplomats have always been allowed to travel anywhere throughout the United States without any restrictions. At least 40 people were killed when a dam in Kenya's Rift Valley burst late Wednesday, following days of heavy rains. Water swept away many homes, farms, and businesses after breaking through the Patel Dam in Salai, which is about 180 kilometers northwest of Nairobi. This is VOA News. U.S. military investigators are blaming, quote, contradictory and ambiguous procedures for a botched special forces operation and ambush in Niger last October that resulted in the deaths of four U.S. soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers. General Tom Waldhauser leads the U.S. Africa Command. He says the troops were caught unawares.
"They had never seen anything in this magnitude, numbers, mobility, and training. It was a total tactical surprise."
A summary of the findings released Thursday said, quote, "No single failure or deficiency was the sole reason for the ambush by Islamic State-linked fighters near the village of Tongo Tongo, about 200 kilometers north of the capital." Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo are racing to contain an Ebola outbreak announced this week. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
This is not Congo's first encounter with the hemorrhagic fever, which causes an acute, serious illness which is often fatal if untreated. The virus derives its name from the place it was first discovered, the Ebola River, a tributary of the Congo River, in 1976. The average survival rate is 50%, according to the World Health Organization. This latest outbreak happened in an area near the banks of the Congo River. Because this region is poor in infrastructure, its many waterways are vital for transport and trade activities. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
On Thursday, Congo's health ministry announced the first suspected Ebola death since the new outbreak and said nine people have symptoms. There's been a serious clash between Israel and Iran in Syria. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem that Israel has launched a fierce assault on more than 50 Iranian targets in Syria.
Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said Israel has a very clear policy. He said it will not allow Iran to turn Syria into a forward military base against the Jewish state. Lieberman said that in response to Iran's arrogance, Israel destroyed almost all of Iran's infrastructure in Syria. "If we get rain, then they will get a flood," the defense minister said. Lieberman also said he hopes this round of violence is over. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
19-year-old Michael Beaver of the southwestern state of Oklahoma, convicted in the fatal stabbings of five family members, could learn Friday whether a jury thinks he should spend the rest of his life in prison. He was 16 when he and his then 18-year-old brother, Robert Beaver, killed their parents and three younger siblings. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.